Tom, let's start off talking about your personal musical background. Did you grow up in a musical family?
I did. My family was, I guess, probably around, well, I've had a couple of family members that started early on. My grandparents were both musicians on my mom's side, and of course my dad and his dad was musicians, so I kind of got it from both sides, but bluegrass runs back to probably about the 1930s, 40s in my family, and so my grandparents both sang and played. My uncles and their three sons, Aubrey and Jerry and Tom Holt, were members of the Boys from Indiana, who had a successful group back in the 70s and 80s, touring all around the country. And so, you know, it kind of runs deep. I learned it at a young age and just kind of stuck with it.
And I assume that it was something that you were passionate about. Sometimes when children grow up in a home where parents play, say, classical music or jazz, they may kind of rebel, but you seem to have embraced the music you heard as you were growing up.
Well, I did, and that's not to say that I didn't get out and listen and play other kinds of music. I know I've pretty much played all kinds of music, everything from rock and roll to blues and some country. And so, but I made my way back to bluegrass. I kind of get bored if I do something for any period of time, and it quits being fun. But bluegrass has always been fun to me. It's just because of the people and just the music itself. It's just kind of more upbeat and happy than a lot of stuff that you hear out there, I think.
Well, you mentioned your family members being in the Boys from Indiana. I was reading on your website about how you would tag along with them on the road. How old were you when you were doing that?
That is true. Well, I made trips with them probably as early as 6-7 years old if they were just going somewhere close. But from the time I was probably about 12 on, I really started, the parents started letting me out of the house to go on some trips. And, you know, I think I had pretty good role models, at least for the music anyway. I learned probably a lot more than the music when I was out there. But overall, I think I came out okay, and things were going pretty well.
At what point in your childhood did you actually pick up and focus in on a particular instrument?
Well, I was 6 years old. My brother played the guitar, and him and my cousin's Tony Holt, if you've ever heard of the Wildwood Valley Boys, Tony sings lead for them, and of course he's my cousin. And so we all started playing guitars about the same time. I guess I was 6 years old. My brother was 10. And so I was a little jealous in the fact that he was doing something I wasn't doing, so I guess I just picked it up and learned right along with him, and it didn't take too long till I kind of passed him up on the guitar. And so, you know, we all played music as we were growing up, but it was just kind of a fun experience.
Well, at what point did you decide this is something you maybe would want to make a career out of doing?
Well, I don't know that I've thought about it through the years, on and off, about making a career out of it. I've kind of dabbled in it. I played, when I got out of high school, I played with Larry Stevenson when he first started his band for about 3 years, and then I took a break, played some country around locally, and then I went to work for Rhonda Vincent back in 2003. And so, you know, I've done it a couple of times, but, you know, just when Chris and I put Feller and Hill together, we really didn't have a plan about doing this full-time. It just kind of worked out that way, you know, that the first album really took off for us, and we got so much exposure and airplay that, you know, next thing I knew, we were booked probably about every other weekend last year. And, you know, I was a manager at a trucking company at the time and had been for years, so I had to quickly make some decisions at the end of last year. And it worked out where, you know, we decided, we agreed to do this full time, so we're in it now.
I'm visiting with Tom Feller of Feller and Hill and the Bluegrass Buckaroos. They're playing at Monday's KASU Bluegrass Monday concert. And Tom, you just mentioned Chris. How did you and Chris cross paths musically?
Well, Chris, I mentioned earlier my cousin Tony Holt and the Wildwood Valley Boys. Tony's had his band together, I guess, for probably about 15 years, and Chris played banjo for Tony back around 2001. He started with him and stayed for about a year, And I had, you know, that's where I met Chris, was working with my cousin. I would fill in myself with Tony back in those days, helping him out on bass or mandolin or whatever. And Chris and I kind of hit it off, and, you know, we didn't sing a lot together, but we kind of hung out and just kind of, you know, kept in touch. And I seen him play with a lot of other groups, James King Band and the Carl Shiflett Country Show. And so I always knew that Chris was a great singer, but nobody really ever let him sing. And I could hear it, you know, I knew that he could sing. So I thought to myself, if I ever put something together and he gets freed up, well, I'm going to kind of approach him and see what happens. So I did that, and it took about a year to convince him to do something, because he was really wanting to get out of the music business at that point. But I was persistent, and I think it's paid off pretty well. It pretty much as soon as we started singing together back in 2009, we both knew right away that's what we were supposed to be doing. So,
well, I want to ask you a little bit more specifically about that. I mean, at what point, maybe there was a particular song or a particular jam session or a venue where you were when you realized the two of you singing together did indeed have something special and the two of you really clicked?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Marty. I kind of gambled on this, and I knew if I could just get Chris in the right setting and environment with the right song that he would realize what I realized. But Chris had never really heard me sing, so I booked a session in the studio in 2010 in August down at Steve Thomas's studio in Nashville, Tennessee. And we had a song, we had a couple songs picked out. One of them was Southern Moon, which is on our first album, and also Together Again, we recorded. When we got done recording those two songs, I mean, we weren't even through Together Again, and Steve stopped the tape and he said, "Man," he said, "I don't know where you guys have been, but you all need to get out and do something." He said, this is the best singing I've heard in years. And so I think at that point, Chris and I both knew that, you know, we better take this seriously and try to. So we decided to finish the album. We were just going to do a demo, but we decided to go ahead and finish the whole album. And, you know, the rest is kind of history so far.
Well, Tom, as a bluegrass music DJ, I hear hundreds and hundreds of CDs every single year, and I remember hearing those early recordings that you made with Chris and just really being blown away. And I put it in the back of my mind, I said, if ever comes an opportunity, these are some guys that I want to come and play live in our Bluegrass Monday concert series.
Well, we appreciate that, Marty, and, you know, we're both pretty humble. You know, but what I will say is that, you know, we've heard a lot of the same kind of comments coming from pretty much all directions, and it really gives us a direction and a mission to continue and try to improve and get better. And I think we've improved a lot just, you know, since those first recordings. I think our new recording that we just put out, I'm as happy with it, more happy than I think I even was with the first one. So we're real excited about this.
Let's talk a little bit about the style and sound of Feller and Hill and the Bluegrass Buckaroos. When I listen to it, obviously there's the bluegrass there, but I hear a lot of classic country influences as well. Am I picking up on those correctly?
You are. You know, for Chris is a young guy. I mean, he's 38. Matter of fact, he's not even 38 yet. He's 37 years old. I'm 40. And, you know, Chris is almost like he stepped out of a time warp. He's just one of those guys that seems like he's been around. He's very knowledgeable about the music and the country and the bluegrass, and so he's almost like a walking library of material and information when it comes to that type of music. You know, Ray Price, Lefty Frizzell, Buck Owens, the Osborne Brothers, the Leuven Brothers, and the Delmore Brothers. Those are all people that we both agree on that are, you know, when we first started talking about this, I would bring names up, and he was right there with me. So that was a good sign, and I think so far for us, that kind of music definitely influences our style of bluegrass.
What do you do when you're trying to decide which songs to record or perform live? What's a formula that you're looking for in making a good song that fits for the two of you together?
Well, probably one of the first things that we agreed on when we decided we were going to put a group together was, you know, And this is not knocking anybody that's out there working, because we have so many good friends in the bluegrass community. But our thing is, you know, if we're going to do this, why not do stuff and material? Why not find stuff that hasn't already been done to death? You know, when I say songs like that, I'm thinking about like Blue Ridge Cabin Home or, you know, Wander Back Tonight, you know, stuff like that. I feel like the original artists, you know, Flatt and Scruggs and Bill Monroe and Ralph Stanley, you're going to have a hard time ever making a song of theirs sound better than they did. So why would we even want to put our time and effort into that? Let's not do that. Let's find some songs that are still great songs from that era, but are just kind of obscure that people have forgotten about, and let's bring them back. You know, Southern Moon and Lay Down My Old Guitar, those are two examples right there of songs that, you know, I haven't really heard them for years. And so we just kind of put a little spin on them. And, you know, Steve Thomas said it best, I think, our engineer. He said, you know, when I hear Southern Moon, it's a really lonesome and sad song, but it makes, you know, the way you guys do it, it makes me feel happy about being lonesome and sad.
That's a perfect description of your recording of that song. I'll agree with that 100%. Well, you're out on tour in support of your brand new CD. It's only been out for just, what, a few weeks, a couple of months?
March the 25th, we put this thing out. And so I guess time is flying. It seems like it's only been a few weeks, but it's been just a little over a month. And what we did, we put a single out there before the album was even available. And that was something that was a request from Miss Dixie Hall and Tom T. They wrote a song at the end of last year called The Government Blues, and they sent it to us back around Thanksgiving, and Miss Dixie was in a really big hurry to get this song. She wanted to get it out before the holidays, so we had about a day and a half to record this, and we'd never heard it before, so we had to work up an arrangement. We had to get everything recorded and sounded just right, and we put it out, and it's, you know, we started getting a lot of airplay on it, and just last week I found out that it has made it to number 2 on the Bluegrass Today charts. So that is great news for us, and so we're really excited. And I think by putting that song out early, that's going to really help boost this album right out of the gate, because it's a single on the album. It's our first single off there.
And it's a great one. I'm hoping by the time you get here on Monday that it'll be number 1 on the charts. It certainly deserves to be. It's a great, great song and great arrangement, too, by the way.
Well, it's something that it kind of has that old-time feel and kind of that Depression-era sound, kind of like a Delmore Brothers thing, maybe. But, you know, we wanted to keep it kind of lighthearted, and I think the way the song's written, it is. It came across that way. So, you know, again, we're just having fun with stuff, and we're not really out to change the world. We're just kind of making a few tongue-in-cheek points, I guess you could say.
I'm visiting with Tom Feller of Feller and Hill and the Bluegrass Buckaroos. They'll be picking and singing this Monday night at the Collins Theater in downtown Paragould as part of KASU's Bluegrass Monday concert series. And Tom, obviously we've talked a lot about Chris, but tell us about the other guys who make up the Bluegrass Buckaroos and will be playing with you on Monday night.
Well, we've got our guitar player is Mark Poe. Now, Mark, people may be familiar with Mark. He's worked for Spigma as their main MC for all their events for about the last 20 years. And Mark is also a fine singer and guitar and banjo player and is a great bass player. Can't really hook him up wrong, but he's playing guitar with us and sings the low part. And then we have on the bass, we have Glenn Inman from La Follette, Tennessee. Glenn has spent years playing bass with people like Larry Sparks, Dave Evans, Jimmy Skinner, Red Allen, and he worked for about 10 years with the Traditional Grass out of Middletown, Ohio, which was a great traditional group.
So how would you describe one of your stage shows? I mean, if someone was coming to the show having never heard that you before, what would you tell them to expect?
Well, you know, one of the things that Chris and I decided upon when we first put the group together was, you know, there's a lot of groups out there, and some of them do great music, but a lot of times you'll get out there and watch a show, and you see people up there holding instruments kind of with straight faces and just kind of singing, doing their thing, which there's nothing wrong with that, but I think, you know, for my personal taste, if I go to see a show, You know, I want to be entertained. I want to see people smiling. I want to see, you know, some moving around and just having fun. And that's exactly what you're going to see with Feller and Hill. You're right out of the gate, you know, we're kind of hooping and hollering and laughing and kind of poking at each other and kind of it never really changes throughout the whole show. So we have a lot of fun with it, and that's kind of our brand. We really like to try to entertain the people.
Well, I am absolutely certain that will be the case. Anyone who chooses not to come is going to miss a wonderful night of entertainment at the Collins Theater.
Well, I think so, and we're looking forward definitely to that's going to be the last stop on our little leg here of that area, and then we got to hightail it back home. We got a business meeting the next day for the Feller and Hill Music Department, so we got all kinds of things going on. We operate a recording studio here, and matter of fact, that's what I've been doing the day. We're in here recording new songs for an upcoming project. And so we stay pretty busy.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you on Monday night, Tom.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it, Marty. And if I may, can I give the folks out our website or not?
Absolutely.
They can check us out at www.fellerandhill.com. It's our two last names, Feller and Hill. And you can find out all about where we're going to be. You can find our CDs for sale right there on the website. You can find out all about us at www.fellerandhill.com.